Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
I'm not going to lie to you. Watching Usher doing that Tiny Desk concert thingy.
Mm-hmm.
It really excited me, man. Just you know, that the childhood. I'm going to say, man.
Yeah.
Man. First of all, the music still sounds so good.
Mm.
And to hear live the way he did it. Because sometimes, you know, live, there's an art to life.
No, absolutely.
There's a bad life that just spoils the song for you.
True.
But then there's a good life.
Mm.
He nailed that Tiny Desk.
Who is that Namibian artist for you that performed live that just wowed you? Even made you fall in love with the song more than just hearing it on radio?
I don't want to mention the obvious. Ah, no, not the obvious. Ian Lovely, aka Jaleel.
Ian Lovely. Oh! Marcus Press. His name is Jaleel, Anne. Oh, okay. Wait, where was this?
It's actually on YouTube.
Mm.
Let me just quickly find a few, just real quick, all right? It's on YouTube. He performed, I think it was an R&B night. Back then, it was Warehouse.
Okay.
Jaleel Warehouse, I guess. It should pop up somewhere here. he performs, yeah, there we go, Real Love. He performs Real Love.
Mm.
Man, you have to see it.
Wow.
You have to see it. But hold on, I'm just going to give you a quick... Just a quick preview.
Okay.
Yeah. This place is right where this is life. I'm gonna forward it a bit. Hold on. Then the song starts.
Ladies, let me hear you say, "Hey, Poppy."
Hey, Poppy. I'm joking.
You guys ready? All right, this is for you guys.
Just listen. I just want to just a real quick second.
Okay.
This is life, dude. With a band and everything.
Yeah.
You think that you might get so attached to me? Don't you hide it. Hey, let me know when you decide it. If you really want this, please don't hide.
You have to go watch it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's Jaleel Real Love on YouTube. Real
love, don't hide. Wait. It, don't lie. Don't hide it. Don't lie. Namibian?
Come on, man. Come on, what are you talking about?
Wow, okay.
Oh, my goodness, wow.
So we have, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it activate things?
Shut up. No, you know, anything heart, anything soul.
Yeah.
Is my jam.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. And he takes me back to the days of... when music was really music and, you know, music really meant something and did something to you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, but you have to go listen to it. Listen to the original song.
Yeah.
And listen to what it did to it live.
Live.
Jaleel Real Life on YouTube.
Mm.
Let's talk about Miss Juniverse.
Yes.
Speaking of the Jews.
Juniverse.
Juniverse. Cassia Shafley.
Listen.
Her updates are really lit, man.
Come on.
I really love it. I love the fact that she's making so much effort for content.
Yes, she's really, really creating content. And once again, I have to applaud the Miss Namibia BET team, committee, whatever it is, on how they really persistently and intentionally pushing her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, over the years, we've had conversations about how we felt like, you know, the girls win, but there's a little bit of slacking and backing up from the team. You cannot say that. About the year, I mean, but this year, what's happening right now?
Not this year.
Absolutely not. So, Cassia Shafley, mind you, check out that is the Miss Namibia page on Facebook and then also her personal Instagram that is Cassia Shafley. Please do give her a follow. The baby standing at almost 20,000 followers.
Except for you.
And I think she's gotten over 7,000 followers in the past week.
Just gaining.
Gaining. Gaining around about 7,000 more followers.
Yeah.
So please support her as much as you can. And you can simply do this by interacting with all her posts and also just liking and sharing as much as you can on your stories, that is. And make sure that you are also voting. Voting. Hey!
Am I infecting you? Oh my God!
Go and vote.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, how did that happen?
Oh my goodness.
Do you know what? It's okay. It will not be held against me because it's who we are.
It's who we are.
It was one nation.
It was one nation. Mm. One Namibia most.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Shut up. So also, if you do check out her updates right now, you would see that yesterday they had the competition where they had to walk in their swimsuits and so forth with their capes and everything else. And let me tell you something. We have a snack.
Yeah.
From the motherland on that stage.
Yes.
She is thick. She looks good.
Yeah.
Listen, from sister to sister, now I gotta hand it to her.
Yeah.
I don't know what her diet is. Maybe she doesn't eat bread. Maybe I gotta stop eating bread.
To get to that level.
Okay, maybe not to her level, just like her snatch.
Just a snatch. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she also looks like, I don't know, maybe because the water is different from, you know, Namibia to Louisiana,
yeah.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's bathing with milk. I don't know.
We don't know, but it's just something is happening.
She looks good, is what I'm trying to say. Check out for her, I mean, for yourself, that is. And really also understand the story behind the national costume this year, that is. And she also just walked in her evening gown. And Cassia, I'm so proud of her. She's doing amazing. Please head over to Facebook and Instagram and just support her today as much as you can. Not even just that, but you can actually do today, ne? Be a little bit petty in your lunch hour, okay? Yeah. Go on the Miss Universe pages, be it on Facebook or Instagram or even their website.
Yeah.
And anything that they post, you put Cassia Sharpley and the Namibian flag.
That would be dope. Let's flood just flood it like that.
Flood it.
Yeah. Any post, every post.
Any post, Cassia.
Like a good 1,000 of us. 2,000 of us.
Yeah.
Just 2,000 comments. It's Namibian flag and Cassia Sharpley.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah.
Hide and seek. A great game to play when you're 10. Not if